You're listening to SBS News.
There is moisture in the air on the New South Wales south coast, and more importantly, moisture on the ground. A total of 25 millimetres of rain was recorded over 7 days at Consolation Creek in Canberwarra, home to the Coolawarra Alpaca Farms. The greener pastures for the 150 alpacas on 100-hectare property has offered newfound optimism for their owners. Ian Davison says creeks that were dry for months start to fill with water.
We've seen an instant improvement over the past couple of days. We've had just less than an inch of rain, and we can already see some of the effect of that, but the countryside is crying out for moisture.
Ian Davison and Janie Forrest have been semi-retired since reducing their stock in January, but they have limited feed for the ones left, and Janie Forrest says they've been forced to cut back on a breeding program.
Look, if I depended on feeding 1,000 head of alpacas as I was 12 months ago, I wouldn't be smiling much at all right now. This is extraordinary piece of Australia that never goes into drought down here. And my goodness, it doesn't react well when it doesn't get rain. You know, it's spoilt, rotten.
And while a little rain has made a big difference, Ian Davison explains it is nowhere near enough.
What we need is a long period of soaking rain to replenish all our waterways, fill our dams, moisten the soil, because even though we get some surface moisture, if you dig down just a matter of a few inches, the soil is very, very dry.
The Shoalhaven region of southern New South Wales is not used to drought and does not appear to be suffering on the surface. But the paddocks have been punished, and Ms Forrest says the situation is called the green drought phenomenon.
But you look across and it's just a carpet of green, but truly a carpet of green is some nutritional value until it's eaten, and it's eaten like that. So it just won't last.
In neighbouring Berry, Silo's estate owner, Raj Ray, sold nearly all his 40 alpacas because of the drought and now hand feeds the few he has left. His main revenue comes from his vineyards, but he says the conditions are costing him dearly.
We're about the third year into a fairly crushing drought. By this time this year, we would expect to have about 1,000 mil of rain. And so far we've had 111 this year, so we're running at about 10%.
Silo's estate has been carbon neutral for a decade. It runs entirely on solar power, and Raj Ray saves more than 2 million litres of water a year by not irrigating his vines. But he says relying on nature means, if more rain does not come, an enterprise that employs 50 people will be in serious trouble.
The very immediate consequence is our agricultural enterprise stops. We won't have animals, and we won't have vines. We won't make wine, we won't make alpaca products.
Australia's alpaca industry has been steadily growing over the past 30 years, and farms like Milpaca are now allowing it to thrive. Milpaca is the largest alpaca farm in the Southern Hemisphere, with 5,000 animals across three properties producing 10 tonnes of fleece annually and being sold for meat. Manager Harvey Golan says those properties need water.
What it needs is not so much here on the farm or wherever, but we need it in the hills. We need to fill up the groundwater, needs to come back again. You need to get the creeks flushed out and flowing again.
And with the drought at the top of the new Morrison government's agenda, Ian Davison says practical solutions are needed.
You can't expect the government to regulate the weather. What you can expect them to do is to encourage farmers to drought-proof their farms by providing things like tax breaks and subsidies.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.